If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Check it out. 12 facts that will change your perception of time forever. Many things seem to have existed forever, and certain well-known people are associated with a specific period of time. But have you ever really sat down and considered the relationship between different events in correlation with each other? You'd be surprised at how your perception of time really fools you. Counting down from number 12. When the first Star Wars was released, the guillotine was still being used in France. Whoa, unbelievable! Well, let's break it down together. The first Star Wars movie was released on May 25, 1977. The last execution by guillotine was carried out in Marseille, France, on September 10, 1977. And this exact one was actually the last death penalty issued in Western Europe. After that, France officially abolished the use of the guillotine along with the death penalty in 1981. So, from now on, are you going to associate the guillotine only with school textbook pictures of the 18th century French Revolution? Hey, let's all keep our heads, shall we? Number 11. People born at the same moment can celebrate their birthdays on different days. Can you guess why this is possible? If you said time zones, then you'd be correct. They can be pretty tricky and confusing sometimes. For example, it's still morning in the US, but already the next day in Australia. Anyone who has flown westward over long distances especially gets what we're saying. You're traveling for hours and hours, but according to local time, you arrive to your destination earlier than when you left. Oh, it's so confusing. Another interesting fact about time zones has to do with islands. Time zones there often have weird shapes so that certain territories lie in one and the same time zone. And here's another example of an island split right in half, the tiny island of Market. I ain't kidding when I say tiny. This thing is 984 feet by 262 feet at its furthest points. The island belongs to two countries, Sweden and Finland. The Finnish side keeps to Finnish time, and the Swedish to its own time. Wow, how convenient would that be? A couple minute walk and voila! One additional hour to compensate for the fact that you overslept this morning. Number 10. Martin Luther King Jr., Anne Frank, and Christopher Plummer were all born in the same year. It just kind of bends your mind there, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were from completely different time periods? And of course, they couldn't have been alive at the same time as any of today's Hollywood actors, right? Well, the facts speak for themselves. The famous American preacher and 1960s civil rights leader was born in the same year as the brave little Jewish teenager who journaled her horrendous experience in hiding during Hitler's Nazi regime and the 1940s Holocaust that came with it. They were both born in 1929, along with the award-winning Canadian actor Christopher Plummer. Now I just want to sing Edelweiss, don't you?
Look happy to me.
Number 9. Cleopatra lived closer to the founding of McDonald's than to the building of the Great Pyramids. Wow, can't you see it? For a limited time at McDonald's, the Big Cleo. You know, everyone thinks of Cleopatra and the Egyptian pyramids as symbols of the same time period. Again, not true. By the time Cleopatra was born in 69 BC, the Great Pyramid of Giza had already been around for 2,471 years. But what will really blow your mind is the fact that there's less time between the birth of Cleopatra and the opening of the first McDonald's restaurant, just 2,024 years. And do you want fries with that? Number 8. some of the whales that lived when Moby Dick was written are still alive today. So get this, Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick in 1851. In his book, the author described a gigantic white whale, infamous for its huge size and destruction it caused to ships. And while such whales have a lifespan of about 50 to 60 years, the bowhead whale can live for as long as 200 years and more. So, some of the whales that were swimming in the depths of the ocean at the time of Moby Dick could still be hanging around today. And remember, all's well that ends well. Number 7. A plane from New Zealand traveled in time. Yes, we've finally done it. Time travel. Sci-fi fans of the world unite. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating just a little bit. What happened was a Hawaiian plane took off from Auckland at 12:05 a.m. on January 1, 2018. The passengers on the plane were happy to celebrate a new year a second time because the plane landed in Honolulu at 10:16 a.m. local time on December 31, 2017. I mean, technically, it is time travel, right? Number 6. The grandchildren of U.S. President John Tyler, who was born in the 18th century, are still alive. Hard to believe, but it's completely true. John Tyler was born in 1790. That's over 200 years ago. Yet two of his grandchildren, Leon Gardner Tyler Jr. and Harrison Raffin Tyler, are still alive. Yes, grandchildren, not great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren. The thing is, at the age of 63, John Tyler had a son, Lion Gardner Tyler, who himself became a father to Lion Gardner Tyler Jr. at the age of 71. Now granted, this isn't really a normal occurrence. It was just made possible by the fact that the men in this family are very, active. Even into old age. Number 5. Warner Brothers Studios appeared when the Ottoman Empire still existed. In 1903, the Warner Brothers opened their first movie theater called The Cascade. Their parents were originally from the Russian Empire, and out of 12 children in the family, it was actually just Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack that started the famous company. By the time the First World War broke out in 1914, they had already been producing movies. By the year 1918, they had opened Warner Brothers Studio. As for the Ottoman Empire, it appeared in 1299. It was one of the greatest empires on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, and in its golden years, it stretched from the Caucasus in the north to Egypt in the south, and from the Persian Gulf in the east to Hungary in the west. The empire had existed until 1923, when the Turkish Republic was formed. Number 4. Throughout the life of Queen Elizabeth II, there have been 16 different U.S. presidents. Elizabeth II was born in 1926, when Calvin Coolidge was president of the U.S. Since then, there have been 15 successors. I wonder how much more she'll live through. Number 3. Tiffany & Company Jewelry Company is older than Italy. The Italy we know today, aka the Italian Republic, was established in 1861, and Charles Louis Tiffany and John Young opened their first store on Broadway in 1837. But you probably wouldn't have recognized the company in its early years. At first, the store specialized in stationery and fancy goods, and went by the name Tiffany, Young & Ellis. It wasn't until 1853 did the founders change the name to Tiffany & Company and started emphasizing jewelry. Now, here's another little historical tidbit. Have you ever wondered why the company chose that particular shade of blue to be its brand color? Empress Eugenie de Matteo, the wife of Napoleon III, inspired Charles Tiffany. The Empress was a fashion icon in the 19th century, and after the businessman had seen her portrait in a beautiful blue gown, he immediately knew that the color would be extremely popular. So he made this the color of Tiffany's brand. Number 2. If you could fit the entire history of Earth into 1 year, humans would appear at 11:35 p.m. on December 31st. Let's imagine the Earth's 4.54 billion-year history is squished into one calendar year. If you crunch the numbers, you'll see that 1 second would equal 144 years. Are you ready to begin our journey through time? Let's do it! In January and February, you're better off staying inside. Constant harsh winds and rains can destroy even massive mountains in a second. At the end of February, however, single-celled life is making its appearance near underwater thermal vents and in coastal waters. In June, 60% of the Earth's surface is still underwater. Multicelled organisms start popping up around July 17th, but they're still crustaceous creatures living in the oceans of the world. No offense, Mr. Krabs. In October, you can witness the continental divide, but there still aren't many plants. Early November brings the first springs of plant life. And starting on the 18th, there's an explosion of complex life. In just a few days, the oceans become crowded with fish. Creatures dubbed amphibians climb out of the water to spend some time on shore. December starts out with flying insects that help spread plant life across the land. Dinosaurs show up on the 13th, but their time on Earth is short-lived. An enormous asteroid smashes into the Yucatan, and the force of the collision releases a heat pulse that spreads fire all around the planet. This fire roasts our giant reptilian friends, so the dinosaurs become extinct by the 26th of the same month. However, the next day, Earth completely recovers, spreading grass throughout the land on the 27th. This herbal food source gives rise to mammals and primates on the 28th. And finally, the first humans start walking around on the 31st of December at 11:35 p.m. And there you go. Amazing stuff, right? Number 1. We are now closer to 2033 than the year 2000. When you hear 10 years ago, you still think of the 90s, not the 2000s, don't you? Isn't it crazy how so many people are guilty of this? Well, here's a friendly reminder. It's been 18 years since the year 2000, and 28 since 1990. But we have just 15 years until the year 2033. So where the heck are those flying cars and teleportation devices we're all promised? I'm still waiting.